poetry recitation was once a standard element of secondary school education. Students were called upon to memorize and be ready to perform great poems, Shakespearean soliloquies, and historic speeches like Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. It's dismissed by some as rote learning, but it brought generations into contact with great language and the ideas that inform it. The practice is being kept alive by a national initiative called Poetry Out Loud. Hawaii statewide finals are coming up, and Vivian Lee, arts program specialist with the Hawaii State Foundation on Culture and the Arts, is on hand to look ahead to them. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning, Chris.
This is kind of an exciting event, just seeing what kids do in this recitation contest.
You wouldn't think that reciting poetry is exciting necessarily, mm-hmm. but the finals are so exciting. It's to see those students up there that have really, it takes courage.
It takes courage
to stand up there. They have to stand in a little square of 2 feet by 2 feet and recite this poem out to the audience. And as an audience member, it's exciting, it's moving, and it's competitive. You know, you really see how the interpretation of the poem is changed by the person who delivers it.
Sure.
And so, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think that this is a, it's not like football or basketball finals.
Yeah.
But it's exciting in its own way.
To be able to recite a poem really effectively, first step, memorize the words. Second step, figure out what they mean. Maybe third step, figure out what they mean to you, yeah?
Yes, definitely. And Poetry Out Loud encourages students to pick a poem that resonates with them, not one that, you know, they think is going to sound good. And even then, I found that when I listen to these students, the really good ones, I understand the poem better.
Sure.
Because they understand it, and they're allowing me to understand it. And it has to do with their understanding, but also their timing, their tone, their volume, the pacing, every little detail that they have put into it comes across. And you go, wow, I get that poem.
You know, Vivian, I sometimes think that a poem just in its written form is kind of like a bird in a cage, you know, that you really haven't heard it or experienced it until you've heard it spoken either by the poet or by somebody who really understands it.
I think that's true. And these students understand that too. And they have to read many, many poems before they can choose three. They have to memorize three for this. Yeah. One of them has to be under 25 lines. Mm-hmm. And another one, or it could be the same one, has to be written before the 20th century. So they're in the process of choosing their three poems. They're reading many, many, many poems, trying them on. Do I like that? Do I understand it? How would this be? And so the amount of poetry that's going on in the nation is incredible.
Yeah. You know, I like the idea of their insisting that you pick one from before the 20th century, because now you have to encounter what might be considered archaic or at least outmoded language, right?
Right. So how do you, how do you understand, how do you interpret that old language? And they're encouraged to understand each word. You must know the definition of each word. If you don't know it, audience isn't going to know it.
And that goes exactly against the whole thing of being afraid to address students with words they don't understand. It's more like if you don't, you know, like you've got to catch up, right?
Right.
If you don't understand it, look it up, find out.
Mm-hmm. It's very challenging work. It's way beyond mere memorization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, each new word that you learn and each new poem that you learn opens up ideas.
Right. And connects you to another time, another place, emotions. And so you really find that these students are picking poems that speak to them and kind of everyone.
Yeah. Your description of, you know, getting up in that 2x2 square, I think a lot of people hear that and think, oh, my God, I'd be petrified. But it also made me think that so many really valuable educational experiences involve overcoming being petrified.
Yes, and the students talk about this over and over. They found courage, you know. And one student talked about almost, you know, like not doing it because it was scary. But then you might regret it later, and you find that courage and that bravery to stand up there and do it, and they always feel much more confident about themselves afterwards.
You know, I think if you spend your whole life avoiding things that are scary, you might feel a little cheated toward the end.
Right. This is a case in point. Here I am in this scary situation.
Oh, this isn't scary, is it, Vivian? But you got something out of it when you were going to school, as did I, right? Learning to memorize poems.
Right. I was telling you about having to memorize a poem in seventh grade, and I still remember that experience, and it was good. It was good. Yeah.
Well, it got you able to get up on your hind legs and talk to people, right?
Yeah, right.
Pretty useful skill. It's one that people often cite as one of their greatest fears.
Public speaking. Yeah. Is a fear many people have. And these students, they're high school, so we have as young as ninth grade mm-hmm. getting up and conquering their fear of public speaking. And, you know, and I have to say that our winner last year, the Hawaii champion, went on to the nationals and came in third place.
That's right.
Nick Amador from Punahou School. Third place, and I watched it live, the semifinals and the finals. And it was like, you know, running through the office. He moved on to the next level. It was very exciting.
Great feeling.
And some teachers, I think, have their students watch the finals too because it's live. And it's
provided them with a little motivation, didn't
it?
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in, Vivian.
You're welcome, Chris.
Vivian Lee is the Arts Program Specialist with the Hawaii State Foundation on Culture and the Arts, one of the coordinators of Poetry Out Loud's National Recitation Contest, the Hawaii edition. The event is Sunday, February 12th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu.